Morning, Boker Tov. Today's daf is Yuma Daf Chav Ches. Yuma Daf Chav Ches. We left off Chav Zayin on the base towards the bottom of the page. We probably should have gotten up to the Ikud Amri, but we left off a little before that. We left off by Amar Mar Zutra. We left off Amar Mar Zutra around 5-6 lines up from the bottom of the page, just to get our bearings. So Rav Asi, in the name of Rav Yechanan, had put forth, you say, towards the top of the Amud, literally top line of the page, that a czar that is Mesad the Merachah, a czar that arranges the Merachah is Chayiv Misa, that's considered a void that a czar performs, and he's Chayiv Misa. The Merah was bothered, Reb Zeri asked the question, that how could it be they have an void that's kosher at night, and yet a czar that performs its Chayiv Misa, the Reb Zeri took a big issue with that, a void that's kosher at night, the Chayiv would be not considered a strong enough avoida, a requirement of kuna, that a czar that performs would be chayiv misa. So the Gemara ultimately kept that kasha, and the Gemara therefore tweaked Rav Asi and Rav Yechanan's memra, not to a czar that's masad to the baracha, because again, see the baracha can take place at night, but rather a czar that was masad to the shnei gizrei etzim, and the shnei gizrei etzim, it's separate from the see the baracha, that had to take place by day. And we're saying that a czar that's masad to the shnei gizrei etzim, that is the case where Rav Asi and Rav Yechanan says that a czar is chayiv Misa. So on that, the Gemara also had a couple of questions. The Gemara was bothered that it comes. The Gemara really went off to a side point. Rava said, if being misad hates him, is such a strong enough avodah that a czar is chayiv misa, then the chayiv we should require pious, which we said indeed it does. The pious of the seder hates him, of the shnei gizrei hates him, goes together with the trumas neshen. The Gemara had a few questions on that. Okay, so we left off really by Amar Mazutra, which is really one last question on that. On that topic, says the Gemara, Amar Mazutra, Vitei Ravashi, Vada Leitranochi. Lemaisi, tell me that the Shnei Gizrei Etzim is a Avoida, which has to be performed by day. Because if you say Avoida performed by night, we're masking that wouldn't make sense that a Zor Chayiv Misa. So if you're saying a Zor Chayiv Misa, must be it's an Avoida which is performed by day. Does it really have to be performed by day? But we learned different than that in the Mishnah. Because we learned in the Mishnah. The Mishnah the Gemara refers to actually, coincidentally enough, is the Mishnah we're going to learn in about 10 minutes. A Mishnah coming up right in the first Mishnah on Daf Chav Ches Amud Aleph in the new parak, in the third parak. Says the Gemara, Fanad Leitanachi, Amad Mamunah, the Mamunah, the administrator, said to the Eilim in the morning, Tzuru, go out and see, in Megiyas Mashchita, for the time of Shchita has arrived. Now that makes sense, because Shchita is the beginning of the Avodah of the Tamid, so you have to make sure it's daybreak to do the first Avodah of Shchita. But if you're telling me that Shnei Gizrei Etzim also needed to wait for morning, Sidem Merach could have been done at night, like Shubas Neshen. But Shnei Gizrei Etzim needs to wait for morning, why did the Mamunah not also instruct them to check that it's daytime in order to make sure it's time? Enough, the time has come to do the Shnei Gizrei Etzim. Vilas Man Shnei Gizrei Etzim, like Tani makes the mention of the Mishnah, which the Gemara therefore assumes it could be done at night, so not like our whole premise. Answers the Gemara, Hach to Lasset Tekantik Tani, Hach to Lasset Tekantik Tani, no. I'll tell you that really both Shnei Gizrei Etzim and Shchita, of course, both need to be done by day. And the fact that the Mamuna was stressing going out to check if it's time for Shechita, because once Shechita is done, you can't fix it. Once you check the animal and it was too early, it's middle of the night, then it can't fix it. It messed up the carbon. Whereas the Shnei Gizrei Etzim, let's say it was arranged at night. Okay, so if it was too early, if you realize that it was done too early, it wasn't a lace yet, so you go rearrange it again. It's fixable. Whereas the Shechita is not fixable, therefore the Mishnah stressed Shechita, but Avada, Shnei Gizrei Etzim also requires day, and therefore this Mahalach in Rav Asi Amar Bechanan will stick. Again, where Vasar Mechelen says that a non-Kayan is Zar that does a Shnei Gizrei Etzim is Chayiv Misa, that's an Avodah, it has to be done by day, and therefore it's a Zar will be Chayiv Misa, that is version number one. Ikadami, some have a completely new version of Rav Zeri's question. The statement was still the same. Go back to the original statement. The original statement of Rav Asi Mechelen was that a Zar that does Sidur Maracha, very similar, but different from Sidur Shnei Gizrei Etzim. Sidur of the Maracha in general, setting up the pyre in general, the statement was, is Chayiv Misa. According to the last version, yesterday's version of the Gemara, Rav Zeir was bothered, it's an Avodas Laila. How is the Zer Chayiv Avodas Laila? According to today's version, we're going to have a different thing. Ikadami is on the question that Rav Zeir poses. Said the Gemara, Ikadami, Masa Rav Zeir, Rav Zeir's question was, Chiyesh Lecha Avodah Sheshach Ra Avodah Pesul Bazar. Rav Zeir's question wasn't about night, his question was about, it's not Avodah Tama. We had a couple of days ago, we discussed which Avodas is a Zer Chayiv Misa for, and one of the main criteria was, it's got to be Avodah Tam, it's got to be an ending Avodah. It can't be an Avodah, Sheyesh Achare Avodah. So says Rav Zeira, is it possible to have Avodah which has further Avodahs afterwards and still Psul Bazar? Again, Psul Bazar would actually mean Azar's Chayiv Misa. Is this such a case? So before the Mara gives tries to give an answer to Reb Zeira, the more really deflects. What do you mean? Reb Zeira's klal, that it has to be an ending of Avodah in order to be Chayav Misa, is not true. We have examples where Reb Zeira's klal is not true. Says the Gemara, top of Chachas Mal, and therefore the Kasha obviously wouldn't be Shver. Says the Gemara, top of Chachas Mal, top. Hare Ivar Mpdurim. The case of Ivar Mpdurim, that's the limbs, the fats, that you mak down the Zeira all night. Seif Avodim Amu, I'm sorry, that's the Gemara's question. That's the Gemara's question on Reb Zeira. L'chari, that's not an ending Avodah. It's not an Avodah. Why is it not an ending Avodah? What else do we do at night? We do Trumas Nedeshin. We do Trumas Nedeshin at night as well. We do Trumas Nedeshin at night as well. So which would render the Ivar Bedarim not as an ending Avodah. And yet we still say that a Zohar that performs Ivar Bedarim is Chayav Misa. So we see it doesn't have to be an Avodah Tam. It doesn't have to be an ending Avodah. What's Reb Zeira's question? Says the Gemara, no. Seif Avodah Yamamahi. We don't look at Ivar Bedarim as the beginning of the night Avodahs and as further night Avodahs afterwards. Ivar Bedarim is really the finishing up of the Avodah Sayyim, of the carbon that was Shechted and Nizrak, which had to take place by day. Shechita and Zrika took place by day. The Akhtar is taking place at night. It's finishing that. Therefore, it is called an Avodah Taba. It's an ending Avodah. Ask the Gemara still, very Trumas Nedeshin. Go to Trumas Nedeshin itself, which is not an ending Avodah. L'chaira, why is that an ending Avodah? You do a Shavuot at night. And then, and that's it. So, really, afterwards, we have a machlokes Rashi Rambam about this, but we'll go with the tzad, like Rambam, for now, it just makes the Maariv easier, that they used to do a tzad sedeshin. After Trumas Nedeshin, there was a Tzah Nedeshin. A Trumas Nedeshin was taking a shovel full, really, we said the size of a kaimitz, and putting it on the ground on the eastern side of the ramp. That's Trumas Nedeshin. Then they would clear off the general ashes off the mizbeach to make sure there's room for the new kabanas, the new ashes. So that was Tzah Nedeshin. So, Trumas Nedeshin is not any gavaida, because it was followed by Tzah Hadeshin. Says the Gemara, no, even though Trumas Nedeshin, which is the Gemara is now asking in the opposite vein, Trumas Nedeshin is Chayiv Misa Adezar. Remember, this is Machlekes Rav and Levi. We're going down with the Tzad, like Levi, that a Zar that performs is Chayiv Misa, even though it's not a finishing Avodah, because it has afterwards Hitzas Nedeshin. This Gemara is really just asking another raya against Reb Zeira's klal, it's got to be a finishing avoda. You see that? It's not a finishing avoda, and yet it's Chayav Misa. Says the Gemara, Tchilas Avodim Amahi. No. Sorry? Who said they are? Hazah is Rikas. When we had the list a few blocks back, the Gemara, the list
Zar
is...
Zar can't do it.
Zar can't do it, or Zar Chayav Misa? A Zohar is only Chayav Misa for Avodah Tama. On that list, we specifically said Zrika was part of the list, and we said Kabbalah Lachar not part of the list for the very reason you just said. That is exactly the limit what we said a few while back, 100%. A Zohar is puzzle. Both things are true. A Zohar is puzzle from Kabbalah and from Elach. A Zohar is puzzle from those Avodahs, but the chiyuv of Misa only applies to an Avodah Tama. That's the call we had earlier, and Reb Zeira is going with that call. Our Gemara is trying to ask questions on it and say that maybe the Sikla call isn't foolproof. Says the Gemara, Tchilas Avodah Imami, the Trumas Nedeshin is Tchilas Avodah of Imama. Damar Be'echon, Kiddush Yadav, the Trumas Nedeshin, Lamachar, Ein Tzorch L'Kaddish. In the morning, he doesn't have to Kiddush Yadav again. Why? Shekvar Kiddush B'Tchilas Avodah. Because he raised Mekaddish, he raised Mekaddish his hands, B'Tchilas Avodah. What does that mean? For the Trumas Nedeshin. Since the Kiddush Trumas Nedeshin works for the later in the day, we view it as a Tchila of the next part of the further part of the day. So just to clarify again, I think I took the wrong Shita between Rav and Levi. We were asking from Rav, that the Gemara was asking simply that Trumas Nedeshin should be Chayav Misa, and was saying it's not like Rav, go like Rav, it's not Chayav Misa, but it should be Chayav Misa because it's an Avodah Tama, according to Reb Zeira, it should be Chayav Misa, and the answer is it's not Avodah Tama because it's considered a Tchilas Avodah because it is the beginning of the washing of one's hands, which works for future Avodahs for the day. That gives it the status of a Tchilas Avodah and not an Avodah Tama. Okay, bottom line is we're okay with the Klal. Reb Zeira's Klal, that an Avodah Tama is Chayav Misa, and an Avodah that's not Avodah Tama, a non-ending Avodah is not Chayav Misa. So Reb Zeira's question comes back. Reb Zeira's question comes back, then what are you telling me? That Yechayev, the Kayan, the Tsar who does the cedar of the Barachas Chayav Misa, L'chor it's an Avodah, Shiyesh Shechor Avodah, El HaKash, L'chor Reb Zeira's Kash, Shver, Elit Ma'achit Mer. So again, we have to tweak Rav Asi Amar Be'echonon's Memra, Amar Asi Amar Be'echonon, Tsar Shasidah Shnei Gizreitzim, same, again, this part of the Shachar is the same as yesterday. Tsar Shasidah Shnei Gizreitzim, Chayev Hav Avodah Tami. We're switching it from Zer Shasid Maracha to what Rasi Amar Bechel was saying is a Zer is Chayav Misa for performing Shnei Gizra Eitzim. Again, yesterday the issue was that nothing to do with Avodah Tama. Yesterday the issue was Avodah Yoyim and Avodas Laila. So we switched from Sidim Arach, which was Avodas Laila, to Shnei Gizrei, which was Avodas Yoyim. Now we're switching from Sidim Arach, which is not a finishing Avodah, to Sidim Shnei Gizrei, which we're saying is a finishing Avodah. Ask the Gemara, Maskevila Rava, Elamiyat to buy pious. Very similar Shakatagat yesterday. Rava says, the Lachash need a pious. If you tell me it's a finishing Avodah, and it's so Chashiv, and it's Zorz Chaimisa, shouldn't it need a pious? Fact Gemara. Who says that? Flay by pious. The Gemara, yes, the answer is the nusach is different. Ultimate answer is going to be the same. Flay by pious. Does not need a pious, but Tanya Misha Zachar B'Shem Zeshen, Yizkim Shei Gizreitzim. We said that it goes together with the pious of Shem Zeshen. Whoever wins the lottery of Shem Zeshen, it lumps together Shem Zeshen together with Shnei Gizreitzim, but there is a lottery for it. Says the Gemara, Hachkamer, if I ask me for an answer, where Rav Mendesk is, if so chashiv, it should warrant its own pious. We know the answer to that as well. What's the answer? The Gemara says now, Kitamrinan. The Gemara just relies on the fact that we've had it multiple times. You know it already. The answer was that when the seed, the pious for Trumas and Hashem was a takana because the people were fighting with each other. So they had to make a takana, no longer do a first come, first serve, make a pious. Once they made a pious, people were not going to wake up so early in the morning to go be enrolled in a pious to get the Trumas and Hashem. And therefore, they lumped together with Trumas and Hashem a package of seed the Baracha, seed the Shnei Gizreitzim, and Shubas Neshem, which would encourage more people to come. Therefore, it was one pious for all three, but indeed, there ultimately was a pious. Why wasn't it a pious separately? Because in order to encourage people to come ready for Shubas Hadeshen. Okay. Says the Gemara now, Rava's questioning on Rabbi Yechanan seems to put forth that Rava holds, in order to require a pious, you needed to have two criteria. What are the criteria? It's got to be an Avaida where the Zer performs its Chayv Misa, and it's got to be an Avaida that is Avaida Tama. Remember the Avaida Tama of a Zer Chayv Misa by a pious? What comes that is, according to Rava, only an Avaida, which is a completion of Avaida, Ein Acharea, and an Avaida where the Zer Chayv Misa is going to need a pious. Ein Zer Chayv Misa, Zer Chayv Misa, I'm sorry. Will not require pious. Shchita. Not only is the zar nachayv misa. What's halacha by zar by shchita? Shchita's kshayir bazar. It's kasher lechatchila. Not only nachayv misa, it's kasher lechatchila. So it should come out. You should need a pious. But we know there was a pious for shchita. Says the Gemara, similar to last night. Shaini shchita tchis avayda imami. Shchita is the first avayda imama. It's the beginning of avayda. It has a special significance. And therefore, even though it doesn't meet the general criteria, it's not an avayda which is zar nachayv misa for. Adarab, it's an Avaida that a Zer is allowed to perform, right? There's three Madrigas. You can have an Avaida that a Zer could perform at Shechita, an Avaida Zer can't perform, but he's not Chayv Misa, and then you have an Avaida Zer is Chayv Misa for. And we're saying that only an Avaida Zer is Chayv Misa for requires a pious, and yet over here by Shechita, we're saying a Zer is Kusher, not only is he not Pasul, he's even Kusher, and still needs a pious. The answer is, because Shechita is the first Avaida of the day, it's very Chashiv. Okay, says the Gemara still, Lememra, the Avaida Tama, by pious. Dafka, finishing Avaida, needs a pious. Avaida Sheshach Avaida, laid by pious. And Avaida, which has afterwards another Avaida, doesn't need a pious. This is a repeat of the same type of question. Burning the fats of the limbs, L'chaira, which is not a finishing Avaida, because again, it has afterwards the ashes, Chumas and Ashen. So L'chaira, it shouldn't need a pious. And yet it has a pious. Safe Avaida Yimami, same answers before. We don't view it as the beginning of the nine Avaidas, followed by Trumas Nasha, which is the end of the nine Avaidas. We view it as Evarim Adarim, the end of the day Avaidas, because it's the completion of the carbon that was taking place by day. Hari Trumas Nasha itself, which is also followed by Haitzas Adeshan. So it's not the end, and still needs a pious. Mishra Maisa Shaya. Chumash Nesh, a simple answer. Chumash Nesh needs a pious because people were killed. Chumash Nesh, we had the story that someone stabbed another person. Someone pushed someone else off and broke his leg. Chumash Nesh was a gezeira that needed a pious. It taka didn't meet their criteria, but they made a gezeira for pious. It originally didn't have a pious, but there's a gezeira because of the Maises Shahaya. Last Gemara of the Parak, Amar Vazutra, similar questions, again, as we started with today. Amar Zutra Vitamar Vashi, Afan Havet Tanina, before it was the Mishnah they were about to quote, right at the beginning of the next Parak, was born as a Kasha, now we're bringing the Mishnah as a Raya. Afanan, Nami Tanina, Amalev Abamuna, the Mamuna said to the gathered Kanim, Su Uru, Emigia's Mashita, go on and check if the Mashita arrived. Vilus Man Sidik is like Tani. Why is he only talking about going to check this Mashita? Why is he talking about going to check about this man? Gizra aids him. You know why? Because perhaps the Zman Gizreitzim could yes be done at night. We're no longer stressing that Gizreitzim has to be done by day. We're just stressing Gizreitzim is the Avodah Zoros Chayav Misa, but maybe it can be done at night. Says the Gemara, You're not a raya. Why? Hak lesay takanda. Hak lesay takanda katani. How does it takanda katani? Same answer as before, same deflection. That you can't be a proof that Shaykh Yuzayt's come down tonight for the fact that the Mishnah didn't stress it coming up in the next parak. The Mamunah didn't stress the check. You know why? Because over there, by Shaykh Yuzayt's, if you did it at night, even if you're not supposed to, you can fix it by doing it by day. Whereas the Shechita, if it's done by night, can't be fixed. You can't fix it. You can't do it by day. And therefore, it's going to be black and white in the Mishnah that you bring the carbon, the base up soul if you shechter, not, shechter before it's daybreak. And therefore, there was a special emphasis put on checking the morning to make sure it's a lace for Shechita over Shnei Gezeretzim, but not a raya that Shnei Gezeretzim can be done is okay at night. Maybe it also needs day, but you can rectify it if it wasn't done that way. Hadron Lech Bereshayna, Mazatot, we finished the second parak, Zakh the Mishnah in the third parak. Before we say the Mishnah, actually, just quick point, then the Iri, because it is Akdama to the parak, the Mishnah just brings that the parak is to discuss three topics. Remember, we spoke out when we started the second parak. The primary topic of the second parak was payasas, was the different lotteries, the different lotteries to divide the avodas. Over in the third parak, the Bibi says that the to be broken into three topics. One topic is the daily morning avoda, the daily avoda of the morning, nothing Yom Kippur per se, the daily avoda of the morning. That's topic A. Topic B is the parsha Aaron, which really comes together with the. It's discussed together with the two seirim that are born in Kippur, but specifically the part of the Aaron, the part of the belonging to Aaron that came in Kippur. That's going to be a second topic, and the third topic will be the gairul of the shnei seirim. Right, one seir goes Hashem, of course, as a chatas. One seir goes Lazazel off the mountain, off the cliff. We're going to discuss that gairul as well. That's going to be the three topics, Amir Hashem, of the third parak. Zakta Mishnah. Amalav Amamunah. Tsuru, who go out and check, we just quoted this twice already today. Tsuru, Migiyah's Mag Shechita, has it reached the time of Shechita? Is it Alayza Shachiyat? In Migiyah, has it reached the time? Haray Aimer, Barkai, the one who saw that the time was Taka reached, it's morning, we call out. Barkai, there was a couple of Lashaynas, like four or five of Lashaynas, that the Raya would call out different Amarama, Tanaim, bring different Lashaynas. Masimish Wulomer, he'd call out Heir Kopanim Mizrach, he'd call out that the entire Mizrach, the eastern sky is lit up. Atche b'chevron, as far as chevron, or sorry, it was more of a question that they would ask: is the eastern skylight lit up? Atche b'chevron, as far as chevron. For whoever hated, say yes, it's lit up all the way to chevron. Why was there such an emphasis put on making sure it was morning? Shepamachas, when the attack happened, Allah ma'ar levana, there was a light that rose from the ar levana, from the moon. V'dibishayim mizrach, and they thought. The light of the east was lighting up for the sun, and they thought it was morning. V'shachar as-tamin, and they shechted the tamin, and when they realized it was a mistake, it wasn't really a lice, you know what they had to do? V'etzil, they had to bring the animal, the base of shreifa. Why the bring the base of shreifa? So if you jump into Rashi says three words, kishavinu, once they chapped, shenish from Laila. Once they realized that the shechita is Laila, shechita is puzzle at night. So once they realized, we're in the Mishnah, right at the beginning of the third parak, once they realized that shechita was done at night, and Shechita is Pasha at night, they have to bring the Beis HaSveifa. That's Rashi. Rabbi Nechananel says a little different. Menachal says, because the Pasuk says, Beitamin, Esakeves Echa Tasa Babaker, Vesakeves Ashedi Tasa Benabayim. So you're missing the Tasa Babaker by doing Shechita before daybreak. That's Rabbi Nechananel. What's interesting is Rashi's bringing the general Pasuk that all Shechitas of all Kabbanis, of all Kachem, is Pasuk Balayla. Shechita is Pasuk Balayla. Whereas Rabbi Nechananel is bringing a specific Pasuk for Tamid, for the Tamid Shashachar, the Tamid Shashachar has to be Beshachar, Tamid Shabbat Abayim, but therefore it can't be the night before because it's not Beshachar. That's a Rabbi Nechananel's Pasuk specifically to Tamid. Ask the Gevurah Sari, Chor Shtak Kasha, and he leaves the Shver. If I remember correctly, I believe it was the Gevurah Sari. So what? The Gevurah Sari says that Lachar, according to Rashi, is very understandable. They bring the base of Psul because it's an inherent Psul and Shechita when it's done at night. An inherent Psul and Shechita that will catch him Shechita, Shlailah's Pasuk, it's Mishnah, it's Vachim, we've got it elsewhere. So, therefore, animal means brought the base of psul. But according to Menachem, that specific psul in the tamein, yes, you won't be kasher to be Allah Shem Chayva. This carbon can no longer be used as a tamein shachar because it doesn't fit the criteria. But if it's dafka psul tamein shachar, the carbon should still be kasher, but kasher v'le'alu. It should be like aloy lishma. It should be a gdara of the carbon's kasher. If that's the only issue, you bring it as tamein oilas and dava. But why is it going to be based on psul? The fact that it's going to be based on psul must be going back to Rashi's pshat. Fits better that it's a psul than the shechita, because bechlal shechita is lailas pasul. So it's a little bit fair. Why is the Rabbi Nechalal finding a new pasuk when that new pasuk? Yes, it's more dedicated, more specific to tamid, but lechera doesn't necessarily achieve what we need for the Mishnah, which is lehevi based on psul. That a mamish goes pasul based on psul. Lechera, it's a nice diak from the Again, I believe it's the Gevurah Sari. Now, before you go further to the Mishnah, there's a famous Mishnah Megillah that the Mishnah, of course, it's the topic of it is Megillah, but the Mishnah discusses that all mitzvahs that you could do all day, when do we do them from? Netzach Abba. We don't do them for Malais. We do it for Netzach Abba. Classic, we wait to do Bris Milah typically to Netzach Abba. We wait to lay the Megillah to Netzach Abba, even in our earlier minyan, right? We daven early every day and often throughout the year because, especially over here in Toronto, where the morning often gets Netz not till 7, till 10 to 8, or late, right? To around 10 to 8. We daven often long before Netz, but of course, after Leis HaShachar. But when it comes to Megillah, we try to be makbid to lay at least the Megillah after Netz. Well, the list of things in the Mishnah over there, all those things we do after Netz, preferably davening also, by the way, of course, the Chila is supposed to be by Netz as well. But the point is, we try to do all mitzvah by Netz. Over here, all of a sudden, we're forgetting about that business, and we're saying we do the time and when, right away in the morning by Leis. So the first one to discuss, what's the pshat? What's the difference why over here we're not so particular about waiting till Netz and all those list of all the other mitzvahs? If I remember correctly, the Mishnah Megillah brings Lerasrig, Shafer, all the other mitzvahs we wait till Netz. So the Ramban explains that mitzvahs where the mitzvah is the entire day, from morning till evening till Shkia, if you have the whole day for the mitzvah, we wait till Netz. You know why? Because Netz is very clearly day. Netz, there's no the mistake that they don't have with the moon, you don't make the mistake by Netz. That's a morning mistake. So mitzvah, you have the entire day, you wait till Netz. Tamid Shashachar is specifically in the morning. You have the Tamid Shashachar and the Tamid Shemayim, which we know actually comes in today's daf. It comes right after Chatzais. Tamid Shashachar is dafka restricted Shachar. A mitzvah that's restricted to Shachar, we're more particular to try to do it right away in the morning, as is like the Ramban. The Sefer Mechas Chayim says totally different chilek. He says the chilek is, it depends if it's the masses doing the mitzvah, or if it's Yechidim, Yechidei Skula. Who's doing the Karban and the Tavid? The Kayanim in the base of English. It's a very select group, and we can have more faith in them to be particular, even though they themselves once had an issue, which is why they put in place extra announcements and declarations, but they can be very careful to make sure to chap a lace, to know exactly what a lace is. But the mitzvah that's on the hamainam, that's on the masses, we're more concerned they're going to make this mistake about what a lace really is, and therefore the safer bet is to wait till Netz, where everyone can see that it's already daytime. That's why a mitzvah that the tzibur does at large, we wait till Netz, but a mitzvah that's being done, obviously it's the tzibur, but only done by the Yechidim in the base of English, now we're okay to do it from a lace. As I said, the safer Michas Chayin, a beautiful chilek. Yes.
What's the Ramban saying? Shachris is also only in the morning. What's he saying? Only for 4 hours.
You talking about davening Shachris? What are you talking about?
Yeah.
No. I threw in davening Shachris. We davened in Vesekin. The list in Megillah is all things that I'm doing the whole day. The list of Megillah, whether it's Luvin Esrig, whether it's Shafer, whether it's Megillah, you can do it the entire day. So things you can do the entire day, we say do at Netz. My fault. I took off track a bit because I also connected that we chakras also the chatchila you do by Netz, right? That's actually the most opportune time, but you could also do it before Netz, right? But the Evan after Leis. But the point is, you do typically by Netz. That whole list of things in the Mishnah, Ramban says those are only able to be done all day. The Tamid is dafka in the shach in the morning, and therefore they specifically started from Aleis.
Although the other man, the other
sheep
was who you said the other was.
Michuskayin.
Yeah, Michuskayin. That is the Shachris also.
Correct. Yes. Says the Mishnah further. Hayridu Kohen Gadol beis haTefila. The Kohen Gadol. It really seems like we're like jumping back to Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, not Yom Kippur, like a little bit left field. Because again, the way Miri was explaining this whole first part of the Mishnah, which really does read that way, is Stam Adin of the Seder of the Beis Hamikdash in the morning. Period. Not Yom Kippur. Now we jump back to Kohen Gadol. I read the Kohen Gadol beis haTefila. They would take the Kohen Gadol beis haTefila to the mikvah. This is the Kohen Mikdash. Kol Mesech Raglav, whoever relieves himself, a Gdalim, Ton Tefila requires a full Tefila. Kol Matam Mayim, whoever just urinates, requires Ton Kiddush Yadav Raglayim. Only needs Kiddush Yadav Raglayim. The Lashon Mesech Raglav, Mesech means like a tree, Mesech Laretz. It tents over the ground when a person relieves himself. So when he's sitting down, Derech Kavod is, even though he's exposed, they used to cover with like a blanket, cover their feet, cover their body a little bit to be more, again, they didn't necessarily have little private washrooms like we have. So they would cover their bodies a little bit with a blanket, which caused to be like a tent over the ground. That's the Lashon of Mesech. Okay, so the Kohen goes to the mikvah. We'll see later in the Masechta. We spoke about in the past as well. And the Kohen would do 5 tefillas and 10 kiddush daver glayims throughout changing the begadim throughout the day. So is this part of the 5 and 10, or is this in addition to it? We'll have to see later in the Masechta. Zakti Gemara. More of a, I would call this daf more of a borderline agadah gemara. Tanya, Rabbi Shmuel Leimer, Baruch Barkai, when a person was observing whether the dawn has come, he would call out Baruch Barkai. The Mishnah said Barkai, it's Baruch Barkai. Rabbi Kiva Leimer, so these are Brisa quoting different Tanaim as to what the announcement was. Rabbi Kiva Leimer, Allah Barkai, Nechim Ben Apikshkain, I don't remember the name, Amar, Af Barkai Bechevron, it's even dawn in Chevron, Masya Ben Shmuel, says Hamuna Payas, he was one of the Payas, he would say, Hey Mizrach, Hey Pnei Mizrach, Ad Shebechevron, the entire eastern sky is lit up all the way to Chevron. Hamidu Mizrach, Hey Pnei Kol Mizrach, Ad Bechevron, the Pnei Kol Mizrach is lit up till Bechevron. I'm actually not sure exactly what the difference between those two was. Vyatsu Kol Am Ish Limelachli, and the whole Am went out to do the Melacha. Now that last line, it was saying that it's light enough, the whole Am went out to do Melacha. That is a very Bechidish, because most people did not go out to do Melacha already right by daybreak. Ask the Gemara, Yachi Nagatuva, if the whole Am went out to do Melacha already, that means you're way after daybreak. You just jumped a whole different level. You're closer to Nates. It's ready. The Elam woke up and they're out and about. Says the Gemara, no. Let's go to Elam. We mean the Baalbatim. We mean the business owners. The business owners went out to go seek workers, daily workers, for their work in their fields. That took place, Taka, right at the beginning of daybreak. You wanted to make sure to have workers lined up for the day, so they go out at daybreak. It doesn't mean the people going out to work, regular people going out to the regular jobs, the steady jobs, they only went out later, maybe closer to dates, but we're talking about the Balabatim that were trying to get workers for their fields. They went out earlier to try to secure the workers. That's that same time. Amar of Safra, Tzleisa d'Avram, Mibay Shachri Kaisli, the Tzfila of Avram. Now, what would you think we're talking about? Of course, Shachris. Wrong. The Tefillah of Avram is talking about over here, Mincha. Says Gemara Amar Safra, Tzleis Avram, the Tefillah of Mincha, Shachri Kaisli. It's from when the shadow begins to come dark over the walls. It means Mincha, you can start. Once the shadow comes over the walls, you're ready past Chatzais. And that's when the Tefillah of Avram starts. Amar Beisif, Adam Avram Nikim Nigmar. Avram Vinu was an expert. He was an amazing Tzaris, as we know. So, therefore, he davened right away at that time. We should take a message and learn from Avraham Avinu. We're not in that madriga. As a effect, Rabbi Yosef. Amar Rava, what are you talking about? Tanakam Avraham, we do learn from Avraham Avinu. The Tana learns from Avraham Avinu. Analegam Avraham Avinu. So, we cannot learn from Avraham Avinu. The Tana already learned from Avraham Avinu, so we can follow suit. And Tanya, where do we learn from Avraham Avinu? Like Abba Brismila. If you have a Shmini, you must have a lesson. Pasuk says, but you have a Shmini, the holiest day is good for Brismila. Malamich Koyim Kasha Lamila. Elish has reason, Makdim Lavitzvus. Should never be asking for a make of Yachmish. It says, Avraham Avinu got up in the early morning and he saddled up his donkey, right? So since Avraham Avinu got up early morning, even though it was good all day, so too, we learned that Bris Mila is good all day, but we can do it early morning, which is why Taka, most people try to make the bris early in the morning. Some people make it later in the day when it produces a reif am or a bigger, more beautiful suda. That's one of the main excuses that we use the word excuses for making later in the day, because if it produces a bigger crowd or a bigger hidra mitzvah, that's a reason, maybe certain specific guests, chashuvim, older people, but otherwise, we try to do it as early as possible, to be mekayim, is reason, makdimin, lemitzvah. So too, over here, Rav was bothered that, what's the basis kasha Arab Zera about learning from Rav Avinu? You could learn from Rav Avinu that the earliest time for mincha is right when the rays hit the make it dark. They start to get dark on the wall to show that's right after chatzais. That should be the earliest time for mincha, because we clear from Avinu. Don't say Avinu is not a source. So Rav is going to actually defend Rav Yisus Kasha. He's just going to retweak Rav Yisus Kasha on Rav Safra's coming up. But before we get there, this obvious kasha that I just addressed. I couldn't answer it. That we're calling it mincha slaysed Avram. Mincha, we know Avram tikkun shachris, Yitzchak tikkun mincha, and Yaakov tikkun merav. So what does it mean that mincha is slaysed to Avram? So the Rishonim discussed the question already. Taisa Shana brings two malchim. He brings first from Rabbeinu Tam that it refers to after Yitzchak was masakin. Unbelievable. Yitzchak was masakin mincha. Once he was masakin, Avram started davening too. Avram was still alive. So Avram was davening mincha. And Avram with his midah of Zrizis that we know, the Ashkenazi maker, that's the Gemara itself brings it two lines later. Avram Vidu with his midah of Zrizis, he took the Mincha that Yitzchak was masakin, and he davened it right away, right when he had the rays of the shadows coming on the wall, showing it's already afternoon after Chatzai. So nice chap teretz for Rabbeinu Tam. It was Yitzchak was masakin mincha. Avraham was the zaris. I'm not trying to say more of zaris than Yitzchak per se, but we're emphasizing his reasons on that same mincha that Yitzchak was masakin. That is your Taisa Shanim from Rabbeinu Tam. Taisa Shanim brings from, he quotes it often, from his Rebbe, he brings that Yitzchak was kavela deiris. But Avram was already davening mincha before that. Avram was kaveh shachris l'dayris. But mincha, Avram was davening even before Yitzchak. Who's kavei mincha l'dayrus? Yitzchak v'etzis Yitzchak suach pasada was a kavei l'dayrus. That's why it's known as Yitzchak's tevila. But it doesn't mean Avraham wasn't davening till then. Avraham was mekayem kol tarkula, which will come up later in the staff. Even Alach Mesh B'Sinai, even the Rabbanan, is going to come from a few lines, and included in that was he davened mincha as well, even before Yitzchak. It just he was mesakel l'dayrus. So therefore, Agamar is right in saying it's simple that Avraham was already davening mincha exactly when the rays were hitting, the darkness was hitting the shadows on the wall, showing it's afternoon, and it's not a steer, it's Yitzchak Misaka Mincha, because he's Misaka it for the future generations. Tesis Arid has a different way to deflect this whole Gemara. We had a Machlaikis and Brachas. The Gemara Brachas says, a Machlaikis were tefillas of his tiknim, or tefillas kineged Karbanas. Remember the Gemara Brachas? Is tefillah connected to Avos Avitz Yaakov, or is tefillah connected to Karbanas? The Tamidim, Tamash Shachat, Tamash Minbayim. So if you say, like the Madaber and Brachas, that tefillah is connected to Karbanas, this Gemara is not Shver Bechlal. This Gemara, Avraham Avinu maybe davened all the tefillahs, and it's connected to Karbanas. And that's how, that's the place we want to learn. Our Gemara goes, like that said, like that said, that tefillahs are connected, were connected the Karbanas. Okay. Says the Gemara, Al Elam Rava. Rava therefore says, Rabbi Yisrael Kashle. So Rava, he deflected Rabbi Yisrael's Kasha on Rav Safra, but now he reinstates it, but he reinstates it slightly different. Here was the Kasha. If Erev Pesach falls out on Erev Shabbos, so we just had this Imsachim, obviously. This is by Tamid Nishchat. Nishchat B'Sheish Mechza. So you do everything a little bit earlier, so you Shecht the Tamid 6.5 hours of the day, the Karm Vishab Mechza, and the Karm Tamid was Shechta 6.5 hours, it was Nekrav, it was put in the Mizbeach 7.5 hours, and then the Karm Pesach was brought by 8.5 hours. The Kash is, why are you waiting to 6.5 hours? Why not do it right away? The second the wall, you have a little bit of dark shadows hovering over the wall, that means the sun passed the midway point, and if we should be able to do it right away at that moment, why wait to 6.5 hours? Why not do it right away, right after Chatzos? That was the question that Rav, if Rav Safra's statement was true, so that was the question that Rav Yosef was posing to Rav Safra. My Kusha, so that the Gemara says, is still three answers. The Dilma, Kaisel, Mesach Mikdash, B'Sheish Mechza, B'Shachri, B'Shem Lebechav Yituva. First of all, who told you the walls of the Mesach Mikdash were built perfectly aligned, perfectly even? Maybe the way it was built a little bit on a slant, or actually some version explained, it wasn't even messed up in terms of dimensions the way it was built. The wall was wider at the bottom, more narrow at top, and therefore it could start to look darker on one side of the wall before the sun actually passed over the midpoint in the sky. Meaning, only till 12:30 or 6.5 hours into the day was it truly clear in the Mikdash that it was ready past Chatzos. That's why they waited. That's answer number one. Because the walls weren't exactly straight and even. Inami. Shani Avram. Avram Avinu was different. Disagudis. Kedailis. Believe. He was very talented, very knowledgeable in astrology. So he's able to nail exactly when the midway point of the day was. But most people cannot, and therefore we made it till 6.5 hours of the day. Or third Terence, Inami B'Shem D'Zakin V'Yashiv B'Yeshiva Haya. Avraham Avinu, not so much that he was so knowledgeable in astrology, but he was a Zakin, Yashiv Yeshiva. Zakin means Talmud Chacham, sitting in Yeshiva. So he knew these specifics. He acquired this knowledge. He was acquiring this knowledge. But Tafka him, but the average person wouldn't have this knowledge, and therefore you cannot bring a raya from Avraham Avinu to the regular person. So the Rosh Hashanah points out that we just gave three answers why, if Avraham Avinu's statement, that Avraham Avinu was davening mincha right away from after the midpoint of the day when it got dark on the wall, right away he's able to daven mincha. And Rav Yosef had a question, why, if that's the case, why do we have to wait to 6.5 hours? We give three answers. One answer we have to do with the wall of the base of Mikdash. The other two answers we have to do, that Avraham Avinu had a talent that most people didn't necessarily have. So Shashas points out that according to the last two Terutzim, so Rav Safra's really being shlugged up to an extent. We're answering Rabbi Yosef's Taina, but we're not really answering it because we're saying that you can't learn from Avraham Avinu. Rav Safra's point, L'chair, was that we should learn from Avraham Avinu that you should daven right away, right after the rays shine on the wall, learn from Avraham Avinu what a zaris he was and do the same. According to the last two answers, we're deflecting Rabbi Yosef's Kasha, why we need to do the same in the Mikdash? Because we don't know these, we can't assess these times. Okay, fine, so the bottom line is, we can't learn from the Maisa Avraham Avinu. According to the first answer, it was daven the Maisa Mikdash, where the walls weren't necessarily built with perfect alignment, right? Maybe they're wider than the bottom, whatever the reason was. Therefore, they waited a half hour. But elsewhere, with a good proper wall, you could learn from Avinu. According to these last two Tirtzim, you wouldn't be able to learn from Avinu. So it really still would be, I don't call it a kasha, but a shlug up on the idea of learning, of Rav Zafis member, of learning from Avinu. That would be the big nafmina between the different answers that our Gemara gives. Now, just one side point to our sugya, we said, Vayashkin Avram Abaker. Avramino woke up in the morning. We learn from there the idea of Zrizas are trying to do the bris milah as early as possible in the morning. So Taisus and Amun Aleph, interesting, it's at the bottom of Amun Aleph. Taisus addresses the Gemara Pesachim, Naftalin. The Gemara says, why don't we do Bedika Schametz in the morning? And don't tell me it's a problem of not being Zaris. We know it says, Kalyam Kasher Vamila. And the Zrizim do it from a biker. Once you're a biker, that's called Zrizim. So we know ultimately the Gemara came over there that's better to at night because at night the candle works better, you can see better, the cracks and crevices. Okay, but the point is, over here, we're learning that there's no. We were saying over by us that there's no Zrizim Magdimin at night because Abravidu only went up in the morning. That's the earliest time you say Zrizim Magdimin is the morning. But we have a separate svara that we know. We had this actually a couple of bata ago. And we also had over there in a Gemara earlier over there in Pesachim that there's a concept that you're not supposed to go out at night by oneself. Why? We learn from Avram Avinu. Why? Because it says V'yashkan from Maker. He went out only in the morning. He didn't go out by night because a person shouldn't go out Yechidi at night. Someone would say Dafka Tamachacham, but he shouldn't go out Yechidi at night because it's dangerous. Masikim, other dangers, you shouldn't go out Yechidi at night. So, what Tyson is really bothered by is we have these opposing drushes we're making for this Pesachim. We're making a drush for the Pesachim of V'yashkan from Maker and there's a dinner's reason why Gimel Mitzvah to go out as early possible in the morning. I'm making drushes that you do not do something at night, you specifically do in the morning because at night is dangerous to go out. Which one are we able to derive from the pasuk? The answer is very simple, that there's two psukim. If we keep chumash, there's two psukim, right? Some of you, I guess, know this for granted already. There's the pasuk of Ashkam Vamaker when it came to davening on behalf of Sadaim. It says Ashkam Vamaker, and there's pasuk of Ashkam Vamaker when it came to the mitzvah of, when it came to the mitzvah of Akedas Yitzchak. When it comes to a mitzvah, we don't have to be concerned of going out at night. Why? Because shlucha mitzvah nezakim. We have a concept of shlicha zeker shiny, but in general, we have a concept of shlucha mitzvah nezakim, and therefore, unless there's a very specific, a clear and present danger, we don't have to worry. You have the protection of the mitzvah. So over there, we say that you wouldn't have to worry about going at night, but there's a din of Ashkam Avamaker, and there's a mitzvah of Zeriz Makdivin, and when is that in the morning? There's a mitzvah of Zeriz Makdivin, first thing in the morning, as early as possible. And there's a separate pasuk by going to daven of Efes Noim. You can call that a mitzvah, but that was Avram Avinu's choice to go and daven on Efes Noim to try to save them. He was going out by himself to try to save Noim. That, he didn't want to go out at night. Why? Because it's dangerous to go out at night. That's where we learn the sort of Al Yetzi B'Lai Lechidi. Two different psukim, two different yashkim, teaching us two different din. One teaching us the din of Zvizim Magdibim, and one teaching us the din of Al Yetzi Chidi Alayla. Okay, so let's move further.
Let's hold off.
It's getting late. So tomorrow, Amar, sorry, Da'amar Rav Chama Bar Chinina, Memeim Shal Vesein Le Parashi Yeshiva Lehem. Back on this last answer about Avram Avinu being a Zaki in Yeshiva, says the Gemara, Memeim Shal Vesein Le Parashi Yeshiva Lehem, for the days of our forefathers, Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, they never left Yeshiva, and Klai Yisrael in general. Hayim Mitzrayim Yeshiva Mam, when they were Mitzrayim, they had Yeshiva. Why? Shem Alech Vesav Tazak Yisrael. Go gather the elders of Klai Yisrael. The word Zakin doesn't mean old. The word, I mean, first it means old, but the word Zakin we typically teach as old and learned. Old, Stamazai, means Seva. Save in the Torah is the word used to describe old. When it says Zakin, it means old and learned. So Lech Vasav Tzik Yisrael, go gather Tzik Yisrael, means Mitzrayim Tzik Yisrael, to have Zakin of the knowledgeable, must be Yeshiva. Ha'im Abid B'Yeshivi Mayim, Shneber Isfali Yeshiva Zakin, Zeshiva Shiva Ish, Mizik Yisrael. Avram Avinu Zakin V'Yashem Yeshiva Ame, Shneber Avram Zakin Babi Avim. Yitzchak Avinu Zakin V'Yashem Yeshiva Ame, Shneber Avim Zakin Ki Zakin Yitzchak. Yaakov Avinu Zakin V'Yashem Yeshiva Ame, Shneber V'Ene Yisrael Kvedim. Kavdu Mizaikin. Eliezer, even Avram was Zaki Vesh Vishivaya. Why? Shinemar, Vemar from Avdai, Zakan Mesai, Meshal, Meshal Machashali, Zakan Mesai, Meshal Machashali, ruler of everything Avram had, but the point is, he was called Zakan Mesai. So, throughout Klai Yisrael's history, they always had yeshivas. And as yeshivas, we just bring that up because we just mentioned that Avraham Avinu was knowledgeable in to get the exact time of when the chatzais was because he was knowledgeable through his being a zakin in yeshiva. Amar Blazer, Shem Meishel B'Tayrus Rabbi. What does it mean of Eliezer? He was Meishel B'Chashlai. He was Meishel B'Tayrus Rabbi. He was Meishel over the Torah of his Rebbe. Who domestic Eliezer? Amar Blazer, Shadaylo Mashkin B'Tayrus Rabbi. He was daily drew up for the Torah of Avraham Avinu and he fed it. He he served it to others to drink up the Torah from his master Avraham Avinu. Amar Rav, Kim Avraham Avinu Kotar Kula, Avraham kept Kotar Kula. Shenemra, it says the pasuk, Egev Hashashama Avraham Mekayli. Right, so the pasuk continues. Vayishmar, it's funny, the more often does this, doesn't quote the part that we need. Vayishmar Mishmarti Mitzvaysai Chukaysai Vaseirasai. He watched everything, even the safeguards, even the Xeris, we'll see. Maybe it just means that he kept the seven mitzvahs mila. That's not true because we know he also kept mila. No, mila. Maybe I've really kept the seven mitzvahs and he kept mila. But that's it. What's the elaboration of mitzvahs? That means it kept even the mitzvahs terrors, the kol terkula. Amar Rav Avitam Rav Ashi Kim Avrinu Afilu Eretz Shilin. Avrinu kept even Eretz Shilin, like it says. Shenemar Teresai. Achaster, so actually it's not there. I was saying before, I'll Mishmer, the safeguards. He's saying, Shemar Teresai, Achaster Shabasav, Vachaster Shabapeh. So Rashi explains, what does it mean? What's Erev Tavshil? What's the unique Erev Tavshil? Erev Tavshil is not even Elchabash Mesinai. It's a Gzera fully Takana Darabanan about cooking one day from one day of Yantiv to another day of Yantiv. It's a total Gzera Darabanan. So it's one thing to say, I've already kept Teresh Shabasav and Teresh Shabapeh, Elchabash Mesinai. We're saying, even Erev Tavshil, even Gzera Darabanan. Teresh Shonim, Banan Teresh Shonim on the page. The last one says, he's not sure why are we throwing shade at Erev Tavshil. There's many Gzera Darabanan. He kept even Erev Tavshil. What's so even? He said he keeps even Takanos Chachamim, even Gzeiros Rabbanan. What's even Erev Tavshil? What's I don't want to say what's kal, but what's limited with Erev Tavshil to say that I've really even kept it. Leaves the shver. Tais Hashanim, he brings him his Rebbe, Leah the Rebbe. I don't know why we not got specific in this mitzvah. My kile, he talks use the lashon of kal. About kile tvei, mekula. Why is it more lead than other mitzvahs? Gzeiros Rabbanan. But okay, but Teres tells me Achaser Shem Pesav, Achaser Shem Pel, and we say it includes even Takanos Chachamim. Two quick points on this. We'll stop. Leave the 2,000 for tomorrow. There's a famous Mishnah Lamelech. He has a discussion whether the Aves, and a lot of the Achrenim deal with it. Mishnah Lamelech elaborates. He's perhaps the most famous for it. Did the Aves have a status of Bnei Noach or a status of Yidden? It's called the Mount Dura. They have a status. They kept Kol Tarkula, but were they Yidden or were they Bnei Noach? And one of the biggest issues they have to deal with. Mishnah Lamelech deals with. Ultimately, he says that it wasn't clear. He learns it wasn't even clear to them. Even they were Mesipic, and they had to act accordingly. Treat themselves as if they're Bnei Noach, and treat themselves as if they were also Yisrael. First of all, that's the way a lot of the Chechemda, Pardes Yosef, a lot of Achrenim want to say, I think Mishnah Melech himself even brings it, that's the way they explain the Machlekes, Yosef and the brothers. It wasn't Stam some Machlekes. The Anhagas they held about different Dinim, Eivim Ben Achai, and about Eivim Achai, was totally in whether or not they have Dinim Bnei Noach, and a Shechita makes animal kosher, even though it's jumping around, or not, if you have Dinim Yisrael, if you have Dinim Yisrael, Shechita makes a kosher. If you have Dinim Bnei Noach, Shechita doesn't make kosher, has to be fully dead. Different Machlekes and Yosef and the brothers were totally in the Machlekes as well, but one of the famous questions is Shabbos, a Yid has to keep Shabbos. How do they fit those criteria? There's at least 10 answers given to the Chayim how you can satisfy both. One of the famous answers was they wear tzitzis. Famous answer, they wear tzitzis. If you wear tzitzis, if you're not a Yid, no chiyuv tzitzis. It's carrying. It's not like carrying. It's no mitzvah. It's carrying. If you're a Yid, it's a mitzvah, and therefore it's not carrying. So that was a simple echadimsa to keep Shabbos if you're a Yid, and not be keeping Shabbos if you're a guy by carrying. One other question, I mean, there's lots of topics discussing this, but one other famous question is, if Avraham Avinu kept Kol Tarkula, why did he wait till he was 100 to do Brismila? He kept Kol Tarkula, so why did he wait till 100 to do Brismila? Why didn't he do it right away? He was keeping Kol Tarkula. So there's a few basic answers. One answer is that Brismila can only be done once. And since it can only be done once, he wanted to be Mitzvah Vaisa is a greater mitzvah than any Mitzvah Vaisa. So a mitzvah he's able to do multiple times. He could wait to be Mitzvah. But Brismila, you do it once, it's one and done. And therefore, he wanted to wait for the Tzivai. Another answer given is that you can't make a bris without a partner. Bris by definition is a treaty. Yes, he knew Kol Tarkula, he knew all the mitzvahs, but until Kadosh Baruch Hu gives the command, there's no partner to make a treaty with. Bris is a treaty, you have to wait for the partner, or the more, these two answers are from Beis Brisk. One's the Beis Halevi, and one's the Beis Grav. I forget who says which, but the other answer brought from Beis Brisk is, I think what I just quoted is the Beis Halevi. The other answer I think is from this one's for the Beis Grav, and that is the more, Salam the Shechab, that it didn't have a status of Arelis. Until HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it Tzivai, yes, there will be a Tzivai in the future to Bris Mila, but until you have a Tzivai to Bris Mila, Hadash can. Status of an Arelis, it's not called a bris b'chlal. You just cut off a piece of skin. It's not a bris, and therefore we have to wait for the tzivur. We'll pause here and pick up for tomorrow. Have a wonderful day. Yes.